That executive order banning refugees and travelers from 7 Muslim-majority nations, it was not a surprise. Candidate Trump said he'd do it, and President Trump did it. But it was a surprise for Sarmad Asali and her family. Sarmad was a Trump supporter during the campaign. She and her husband Hassan are Syrian Americans who live in Allentown, Pennsylvania. They're also Orthodox Christians, a group that is persecuted in Syria. For years, Sarmad has worked to help many of her Syrian relatives find safety. This past Saturday morning, the Asalis were waiting for family members flying to Philadelphia from Damascus. But even though they have U.S. visas, those family members were detained and sent back to the Syrian capital. Sarmad says the visas should have protected them.
This was our rights. Our Constitution lists that. So I don't know how it can be taken away from us. The safety of America is the number one, but we should consider what we're doing before we throw it out there at people.
Can I ask you if you are still a supporter of President Trump?
I am a supporter of the Constitution of the United States and the freedom that we have here. The safety of the United States is an issue here. I support that. I don't know what he's going to do next or if I support what he's going to do. I can't tell at this point.
I'm curious, if the travel ban had made an exemption for Syria's Orthodox Christians or for Christians, full stop, but otherwise remain the same, would you be okay with it?
To me, humans and Americans are for each other, and we are to help other people that are in need. We definitely do not want any terrorists on our land, but we cannot turn our backs on humans. We are humans, and we are Americans, and we've always helped others, and we should not stop helping others.
Where you live, Allentown, Pennsylvania, it's had a Syrian and Lebanese community for over 100 years. Many folks there voted for Donald Trump. Has this travel ban kind of divided things now?
I'm not sure if there's dividing. I know there's a lot of concern about their relatives. I know a friend of mine who has the same situation where her family has interviews for visas.
Did this travel ban come as a surprise to you?
It was a shock. It came very quickly, yes.
Even though it's something that President Trump had alluded to many times on the campaign trail.
We did not what it was going to include, how he was going to enact it. If he had an issue of them entering the United States, we should have been told about it. We should have been discussed. We should be able to get some legal help in there to see what we can do. But the way they were returned within a two-hour period was just devastating.
I don't know if the White House is aware of you and your family's story, but what would you like them to know?
I would like them to know that this country was built on immigrants. Mr. President, your grandfather was an immigrant, and I believe a few of his wives were immigrants. What would his reaction be?
So finally, Sarmad, you bought and furnished a home for your relatives. If they'd gotten into Philadelphia, they'd be living there right now. Do you think they'll be able to be with you in this house anytime soon?
I am praying, I am hoping, and I know there's a lot of American people that have come forward to help us during this time, and I have a team of attorneys working on the case to bring them here. They were returned in such a short period of time that we had no chance to even get them any kind of attorneys or to get them out. They weren't even allowed to make a phone call to let us know what is going on. They had to beg the employees to call us to let us know that they are being returned.
Allentown, Pennsylvania resident Sarmad Asali. She supported President Trump last November. Her relatives were deported back to Syria this past weekend.